Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W.G. Reporter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida. Oh, yes, the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and thereabouts. We thank God for you. And you being there today with us on Time to Talk About It, because we will talk about it. Yes, we will. Glory be to God. And we, you know what? We love you. We love you. We love you. And we want to send greetings to you today, trusting that you're safe. We don't know what your weather would be like at this time, but ours is balmy and threatening a tornado through here. Just touchdown early this morning and supposed to have more and freezing cold come back. So it's not sounding too good, but you know what's good about it? We are still here praising the Lord. Amen. And we are well with you. Yes, we are. We are with you today, and I trust that you will continue to be there. And those that listen on a continual basis, we appreciate you. And we wish there was some way we could show you love, you know, so you have to take our word for it. We love you. We really, really do. Yes, we do. Praise the Lord. Hey, Sister Diane.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords. You are that conquering Lion of Judah. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And we say thank you. Father, we come asking you for forgiveness in those that we are praying for. Father, we ask for forgiveness of any sin, Lord, Father God, that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Lord, Father. Grieving the Holy Spirit, Father, we ask you for your forgiveness, Lord. Father, as we come before you, we hold Naomi to you in prayer, Lord, Father. Praying and trusting, Lord, Father God, that she had a successful surgery, Lord, Father. And, Father, we thank you for the healing of her body right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold her daughter before you, Jessica, Lord, Father. Father, asking you, Lord, Father God, to give her also, Lord, Father God, the strength and the peace that she needs, Lord, Father God, to deal with her mom right now in the name of Jesus. We continue to pray for those that lost loved ones. We hold Miss Valerie to you in prayer, Lord, Father, as she grieves her husband, Lord. Father, give her the comfort, Lord, Father, letting her know that you make no mistakes, and thanking you right now for carrying her and her family through this time, Lord. Oh, Father, have mercy today, Lord. Have mercy today, Father God, upon your people, Lord, Father. We hold to you, Lord, Father God, Dante, Leroy, and Ashley right now, Lord, Father. Father, touch their hearts and touch their minds, Lord, Father. Raise them up right now in the name of Jesus. We continue to hold to you, Jillian, Deidre, Eldra, before you, Lord, Father. Father, thanking you right now for touching them as they continue to go through chemo, Lord, Father. Father, knowing, Lord, Father, that nothing is too hard for you, and you say, by your stripes, we are healed. And we're thanking you right now for your healing, Lord. Father, continue to touch Pastor Dungy right now, Lord, Father. Father, we cover her under the blood from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. And we're thanking you, Lord, Father God, for touching her body as well, Lord. Father, we ask you right now, Lord, Father God, as we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, Father, we cancel any and all assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder it, hinder the people that are listening, Lord, Father, now or at a later time, Lord. Father, we ask you right now to unstop deaf ears right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we just say thank you. We thank you for just moving, how you continue to move on this broadcast and bring the word forth, Lord Father. We thank you for healing and deliverance being in the midst, Lord. We thank you for souls coming into your kingdom, Lord. We thanking you for people not being afraid to hit that one button and accept you as their Lord and Savior, or ask for prayer, Lord. Oh, Father, give that praise report, knowing what you have done for them, Lord. Father, we just say thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. And Holy Spirit, we ask you to just have your way upon this radio broadcast today, Lord. Decrease my apostle and pastor as you increase in them to bring forth the word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Did you hear your prayer request? Well, if you didn't, you have to call 347-857-3925. And as you call, press the 1 and give your praise report or your testimony or request, supplication, whatever it is, petition, whatever it is that you desire today. And we will try our best to fulfill it, okay? Amen. Glad to be here today. So glad, so glad. I hope you can understand me today. Praise God. All right, let me start off with a little word today. What we turn to in our hours of sadness is determined largely by what we yearn for in our hours of gladness. What we turn to in our hours of sadness is determined largely by what we yearn for in our hours of gladness. So what do you yearn for? Now we know what you're going to turn to, right? Praise the Lord. It's so glad to be here with you again today. I'll tell you that again. It's a pleasure. You and you, wherever you are. Well, if you can hear us plainly or good, let us know in some way whether you can hear us good or not, okay? We appreciate that. We know that a lot of phones is going white gold these days. We don't know who's messing with what and what the towers are doing, whether the weather's affecting the different towers, you know, or not. So I hear a lot of people having trouble with their phones. So, you know, we're going to talk anyway about the Lord, what we usually do, what we do best. That's what we do best, talk about the Lord. Yes, and we want to thank God for us being here, and Sister Diane and Pastor Sharon and our little prophet in the training being here, Nathan. We thank God for him. Yes, he'll be busy as he usually is, you know, bless God. But we thank God most of all for you being there. It's a pleasure. It really is. Well, on the former broadcast, we talked about enduring, didn't we? Enduring. Yes, we talked about that. We can put it in another term, making it. Through the storm, through the rain, making it. Through every situation. Making it through tragedies. You know, there's so many things that's going on today, and you do need to be encouraged to stand and not give up, or don't throw in the towel, or don't give up the ghost, whichever, any way you want to put it. We want to encourage you to do that today, okay? That is my aim today, to see you through. I want to see you through. Maybe you just need somebody to talk to. You ever thought about that? And you're afraid to talk about somebody. You're afraid somebody's going to tell it. Well, now listen, maybe it needs to be told, you know, to get it out, you know, so that you can handle it better. And I know some people talk too much and talk foolish, but you have to learn how to make it in this life. You're going to have to, when a person talking foolish things, you just deal with them just like they are, knowing that they are foolish, you know, and they talk foolish stuff. So you don't take them seriously, do you? No, don't take them seriously in that manner. But now when someone gets to the point they're so wicked that they start talking about killing you and all kind of stuff like that, then you do what? You be aware, don't you? And you watch out for that person. You don't trust. This is where it comes in. Now is time to see your faith in God, to see if you trust him enough, to trust him with your family, with you. Well, I'm just trying to give you a little food for thought today, you know, because today everybody's short fused. They have short fuses today. All you got to do is say something. All you got to do is say something they don't like. And you say what they don't like and what they want to do something dumb, you know, and all. And every time you look, there's something that's not as everyone desires. Now, if the world was made for everybody to want the same thing and be happy about the same thing, you know, we'll have a humdrum world. You talking about bored, you'd be bored stiff, wouldn't you? I know you'd be bored then, okay? But you have to, I like the Bible say, in all you're getting, get an understanding. You understand what's in the world, the reality of the world. You understand people. Understand your kin folks. Now, all your kin folks ain't going to like you because you don't like all your kin folks.
Come on now.
You see? So understand that. But don't get mad. You want to kill people. You want to do all this dumb stuff. Ain't no sense in getting mad with that. We got the world leaders that on short fuses. You know, you got them ready to press the button and nuclear this and nuclear that and nuclear the other thing, and I'm going to kill this world. I'm going to kill you, the United States. All this dumb stuff they want to do because world, okay? And they don't like you having people living good and smiling and see, misery loves company. Didn't you know that? So this is what we have in this world. A whole lot of people that's short fused. And you didn't even think some of them would be short fused, but they are. And you hear people say, well, how was he? They say, I never knew John would do such and such a thing. I never knew Mary would do anything like that. They were always real quiet and unassuming. See, you never understood them. He said, all you're getting understanding, right? Now, if you can't get an understanding of your neighbor or person that lives, you know there's one next to you, and he's of a different nationality. He doesn't like your nationality, and you don't like theirs too much. So now we understand each other. You stay in your corner, and I'll stay in mine. Is that what you're going to do? And just wave your hand and keep going. Hey, and keep on going, you know. Don't sit up and try to impress or press yourself on them. They only going to do something terrible, vicious to you or your children or your dog. They'll even kill your dog to make you mad. You see, people do all kind of nutty things, you know. Let the dog boop on your yard because he know it's going to make you mad. Okay, so you talk about anger management. We need a lot going on. Now, this is what I'm talking about. You got to endure harshness, too, because some people's speech is harsh, you see. You got to endure that also, did you see? I'm just trying to help you through the madness, through trials and tribulations, through headaches, through lack, through all kind of things. And like I said, you know, we used to talk about it a lot. We used to talk about that a lot, but, you know, prepare yourself to be in a position where you don't have anything. But then get some smarts about yourself. Always keep you some candles. Keep your cooler that you can get some ice from somewhere. Put you some bologna and chopped ham or whatever you want to buy you. And you know what? Get your little backpack and keep it up with snacks. Put your little snacks in there, all kind of little snacks. You know, keep them in their reserve for that time. I know you say, but we're supposed to have faith. Well, now listen, you have faith. Is you going to have faith to get them snacks and put in your bag? That's faith. Huh? You had sense. Why do you think God warns us? Why do you think he warns us, okay? He warned you of impending danger that you prepare that you can avoid it. Hello? Did you hear what I'm saying? If you got candles, well, the light's going out, all the electric going out. Find you something that's automatic and get you some heat. You see? Go buy it. Spend that money for that instead of going out to the amusement park. Spend your money on that and get it just in case anything like this happens. What is going on now in the world? All these people is without work. And the landlords don't have no mercy. They want to evict all these people. Now, you're going to have all these people out in this freezing cold. You don't have a conscience? They don't have no conscience. Do you see what I'm saying? Huh? Now, you know, Aunt Sue, a cousin Bobo down the road that you don't like. Now you got to go down to cousin Bobo's house and stay. Come on now. See, you and your children, because of what? It's freezing cold outside and I just been evicted. And you're going to have to confess. I know you didn't want them to know you got evicted, but you got to go and talk to them. Get rid of your pride. Pride makes a lot of people endure a lot of things. Because you don't want to give it up. You don't want nobody to know. You see what I'm talking about? How you walk around with this pride and you know you're going through. You know you got these problems, but you don't want nobody to know. I want nobody to know my business. You ain't got no business. Huh? How is God going to solve them if you don't let it be known, your request be known? How you going to get them solved? You don't know who has your blessing in their hand. You don't know. And then if the person come and ask you, darling, are you all right? Oh, I'm fine. I'm good. No, you ain't good. No, you broke as Job turkey. You ain't got nothing. You finna get put outdoors, you and your children, and yet you want to keep confessing that. Well, now, did nothing come, did you? God sent you somebody to ask you the question. Well, they ask you, how you doing? Are you all right? You need anything? Oh, I'm good. You know your refrigerator is only empty. Your cupboard is dry. There ain't nothing in there. and you saying I'm good, and your children hungry. Mama, when we gonna eat? Well, God just sent somebody there to ask you, say, do you need, what you need? Huh? I need grits and I need oatmeal and grits and whatever else. And a what you call that little thing you sit the food on to cook? Your stove ain't working, so you got a hot plate. Hello. Y'all don't know how to make it, do you? Praise God. On that hot plate, you got your little pot and put you some beans in there. You may not even have no meat, but put them beans on in there and cook them anyhow. At least you're eating. But see, I'm talking about survival in hard times. He say, endure hardness as a good soldier. Hard times are now. I know y'all were waiting for them to come. They came too, didn't they? They came when you got what you thought you wanted. Now you don't want it no more. Isn't that something? Isn't that strange? Well, I'm telling you, we need strength. We need, praise God, we need people that's going to stand. We need something that people going to stand, you know, through thick and thin. That's what we need.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm sorry. We had a distraction at tantrum, distraction. I'm sorry. Praise the Lord. But see, we have so much things going on today. And they come in what? Persecutions of all sort, hatred, you know, and people hating people for nothing. I say for nothing, because when you add it all up, it ain't worth 2 cents what they hating for. You know, it don't make sense. But can you be steadfast and unmovable, huh, in all this? Now, you know the word of God. You know the principles of God. You know what God say he was going to do, didn't you? We read to you yesterday. We told you all about what God say he was going to do, huh? He say that if you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Now, just cause somebody hates you, do you have to hate them back?
No.
Do you?
No.
No, you do not have to hate those people back. Okay? But the Lord tells you, Jesus tells you to do that, huh? You'll endure that. I know you don't want to. No, I'm going to hate them back. I'm going to talk about them just like they talk about me. You know how we do. We all in the flesh. We're in our own selves, you know. That's where we are, in our own selves. But I like a scripture. There was a scripture I told you yesterday. I think it was 1 Peter. He said, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end. But the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. God has given you grace. He didn't tell you to hate, did he? Did he tell you to hate?
No.
All right, then. Praise God. Amen. So you gird up your mind now. Come on, draw it in. All the hatred and trying to get back at whoever, you know, women. Women have a great habit of doing that, and men too. Some men too. Yeah, they going to get you back. They going to, if she did it to me, I can do it to him. And she say, well, he cheated on me. I'm going to cheat on him. Well, now, you ain't cheating where he can see it. And how is it going to bother him? He don't even know you cheat. You see? So So you trying to pay him back. And what are you doing? Hurting yourself, you see. If you choose to stay with that person, stop complaining about whatever's going on. You didn't ask God about getting him, did you? You just went on and got him because he looked good. Had a pretty car, a nice bank account or something. Yeah, that's where you want him. So your mind wasn't on nothing about what God wanted you to have at that time. So now you stuck. Okay? And now you're stuck and you want to get even. Okay? And all you're doing is lowering your own self, you see, down to the devil's level. That's what you did. When the devil do, you do. That's in relationships. That's in churches. That's there all over. If the preacher preach a message that you don't like and that's hitting you, oh, you going to go out and talk about that preacher. I'm leaving there because that preacher ain't right. That preacher don't know what to do. Well, now, listen, you should have got your life in order. Then nobody wouldn't have had, God wouldn't have had to send nobody with a word for you, trying to straighten you up. You see, before he get here, before he come. Because there's no straighten up after God get here. You know, you got to be already ready, huh? Didn't he tell you that when you heard the story of the 10 virgins? The foolish ones and the ones that wasn't foolish? The ones that was prepared for trouble? See, you didn't even think about that, did you? My. See, all of this has to do with you enduring. Now, the foolish ones can't endure, can they? They didn't endure, did they? No, they done went there, didn't prepare. Now, the wise ones prepared because they know the Lord is going to come and he's going to gather his people, you know, and all of that. And I'm going to be ready, Lord. I'm going to be ready, okay? But them other ones, oh, I got time. You know, just like some of you, I got time. You don't know when your end is going to be. So you need to do what? Be ready now, okay? And for when things get so bad, out of sorts in the land, in your area, on your job, at your schoolhouse, at the wherever you at, you know, what you going to do? They going to turn you away. You go to a football game, and you got people calling you names just because you're the wrong color and stuff like that. What you going to do, fight all of them? Huh? You know, listen, in the past, you have heard, if you look up your history, they've done even worse to us. Just calling out a name ain't ain't nothing compared to what they have done. And if you don't watch out, what they going to do if you don't, you know, don't keep yourself in God. Okay. See? Because the devil don't play. And he mad with you in the first place because you gave your life to the Lord. You never got to understand that, did you? And if he's mad because you say, I'm not serving the devil anymore, I'm going with God, don't you know that just got him angry enough to put everything, every one of his imps on your case? I don't care how fast you get out, he going to put another one in to do something else to you. So he going to wear you out till he bring you down. That's his purpose. But we declare today he's a lying wonder, and it will not happen. Oh, no, it won't. It's not going to happen for him to bring you down because we're going to keep praying and talking to you until you realize that you got the power. He don't have the power over you, but you got power over him, and you're not going to succumb to his. Today is your day, and you know I know many people have told you about this is your year. I don't know which year is yours. You said it last year, that last year was your year, and nothing happened. And here you come into this year already, and here the devil is with all kind of ways to block and stop you. But God say endure hardness like a good soldier. A good soldier don't let the hardness of his assignment get him. Don't you do it today. He tell you, you ain't got nothing. You'll never have nothing. Well, tell him you are a liar. God is not what God say. He has given me everything. He said that he came that I may have life, and that more abundantly. And therefore, I'm having abundant life. Devil, don't care how you say it and what it look like. I'm standing on the word of God. That's what you doing today. I declare it today. Let the mind be in you which is also in Christ Jesus. Even though he might have not had no place to lay his head, Jesus might not had no place to lay his head, but I tell you one thing, he didn't let that stop him from his assignment that he was on to save the world. Now don't you let it stop you. See, now, let me tell you, we told you also, and then we're going to let our own Pastor Sharon Cat have some and let her go with it. I know she got something to say, but let me tell you this. 1 Peter also 5 and 10 say, I'm just a part of that scripture, say, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. It's coming together. You tell the devil right now, it's coming together, devil. It's coming together. I'm not going to renege on the Lord. I'm going to stand tall. I'm going to stand firm. I'm going to keep the faith. I'm going to keep holding on to his unchanging hand. I refuse to let you have what God has given me. I'm going to go on further and further and further till I complete my assignment. You let him know. Talk to him today. Right now, just like he talking in your ear, trying to make you fall, trying to make you change your mind from what God called you to do. Let me tell you, don't change your mind. It's too many people listening to the devil, and they'll talk to you because the devil talked to them, and now you listening too. Come on, close your ears to that negative word. Close your ears to anything that does not cause you to grow in grace and cause you to do what God say do. Let me tell you now, it's time out now for playing. It's time out for listening to the devil. It's time out for doing all his dirty work. Listen, he wants you to do the dirty work. He wants you to go against God. Let me tell you, God ain't ordained him to do that, but he do it anyway because he want to do what? Take you back from God. That's what he want to do. And that's his purpose. God told you to endure. Then God told you to persevere, didn't he? Amen. Didn't he tell you to persevere? Yeah. That's what you got to do. Don't give up. Don't give up. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the word of God. That's what the word says for you to do, and that's what you are going to do today. You say, what, you being awfully bossy? Yes, I am. I'm telling the devil right now. You know, why don't you just get mad? I'm tired of you, devil. Every time I look around, you trying to make things bad for me. Talking about you ain't got enough money. You ain't got enough this. You ain't got enough that. I don't have the other. Don't think about what you don't have, but think about, say, I got Jesus. And if I got Jesus, he going to make the way out of no way for me. He promised me that he was going to do it. You get mad with the devil and tell him what you going to do. Tell him he got to get out of here because there ain't no room. I don't have no more room for rent here. You can't abide here in my house because I'm standing tall today. I'm the head of my house. Oh, come on, talk to yourself right now. You the house that God built. Glory to God, the house of worship, the house of praise, the house of prayer. You are it right now in the name of Jesus, and he can't tear it down. Oh, glory to God. Somebody ought to praise him anyhow. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Endurance. This is what you're doing. Persevering. Let him not change your mind from what God has already put in it. Understand that the devil's duty is to do what he do. And now you do what you do, because it's your duty and your responsibility. Do you hear me? You are a woman of integrity. You're a man of integrity. You are it today. And God depend on you to do his work, because he gave you power over all the power of the enemy. He said nothing by me shall hurt you. So therefore, it's in your hands right now. The assignment is already sealed. Go for it. Go for it right now. Ooh, Lord, be persistent right now in your dialogue with the devil. Don't sit up and say, yes, Mr. Devil, I do what you want to do so you can stop bothering me, because he ain't never going to stop bothering you. He going to bother you right on to the end. You better hear me, because he want to take you with him, because he know he don't have a chance. Okay. Now, but you got a chance, because God gave his life. Jesus gave his life for you. You and me gave his life for all of us. So therefore, you got a chance. But the devil, he didn't give his life for him. He ain't got a chance. He going the way he going. And ain't nothing can turn it around. But he has been given authority to change you if you let him. See? God let him do that. Huh? Wouldn't it just like you say, I want to see what they going to do. So the devil want to do. Let me have. That's what he did for Job, wasn't it? See, he doing it because you done give him everything, and you got a hedge around him, and you got all of, you got your wall around him. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Amen. Say, so just, I bet you move everything and let me see. You see what the devil doing to America too? Huh?
Come on,
see?
Man.
You gave them everything, but just tear down their walls that they had up. Love, unity, trying to unite each other. Somebody was always trying to unite the states, trying to unite everybody in the United States. Somebody was always giving their life for it. But the devil say, you got them hedged in, so just let me have them. And he put something in there so he can have them. Huh? Gotcha. That's what the devil's saying. But that devil is a lie, ain't he? He ain't got us, is he? We going to still proclaim the name of Jesus. We going to still lift him up. We know it means what? It's going to be more static against you, more stuff going on against what you believe in. They've already started, and you standing around letting them do more. It started with that woman with taking the prayer out of school. You let them do that. So you gave them the power. You didn't fight for it. Nobody fight for it. We don't have any Pauls out there, Apostle Pauls out there, that want to fight for these things. All the fighters is just about gone. See, they gone. So if they gone, what happened? Somebody going to have to do something. We don't have a leg to stand on now, do you? Huh? Most people are so weak. The saints of today are so weak, they can't endure nothing.
My God.
Huh? They can't endure nothing. They'll give in. You see them, a bunch of folks giving in to getting these chips put in. See? And they've been told, but, well, I don't believe the Bible. I'm an atheist. Well, okay. Keep on being one. That's what you want. You want to do this. You want to do that. You want to take that. That means what? You ain't going to endure, are you? You're going to do what? Accept whatever they say, you're going to accept without any type of fight. You're not going to put up no fight. But for your faith, you need to put up a fight for it. Because your faith is at what? You could lose it any minute. You know why? Because you allow the enemy to feed you all the garbage.
Come on now.
Somebody, sound good. Oh, it sounds so good. I'm going to do that. It sounds so good. I don't do everything somebody tells me. I say, Lord, is this you? Huh? Is this you, God? I want to know, is this you? Why don't you ask God, and he'll tell you, or are you afraid he will tell you? Hmm? And you don't want to hear him. You want to hear a whole lot of being, yes, do it. Yes, that's good. You ought to go that way. No. You ought not to go that way. Wait. Try God. Talk to him. Ask him to show you a sign. And don't think everything. Don't be Gideon. Hmm? You want a sign. And if you do it this way, that's the sign for you. No, you made that choice. God will tell you, I'm going to do it this way. This is to be a sign for you. And God will be specific about your sign, what he said. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Did you hear me? Amen. Now, God got pastors out here with signs, and then he got some crooked pastors out here. Just because they want your money and they want you to join their ministry, church, cult, whatever they got, they'll tell you anything. And because they know you looking for a sign, and he'll give you a sign. Now, what happened to all them people that were running over to Lakeland for the snowflake, with the snowflake, gold flakes? Talking about the snowflakes. The gold flakes falling. They was running. Oh, it's a miracle. Oh, it's a miracle. You running behind miracles when miracles are supposed to follow you. Huh? See? And then you get yourself in there. Next thing you know, it's done broke up. And somebody, this one here mad, and they gone this way. This and that one, they're mad, and they gone the other way. Now, where do you, the truth is, you ain't going to run there. You're not going to go there. You ain't going to pay no money to get there when the truth is there. Hello? See? Why? Because you'd rather believe a lie. You want somebody to guess you all the time. You know how the corporate jobs, they have yes men? They have, their whole circle is nothing but yes men. Agree with them, wrong or right, they agree with it. But now a person come along and don't agree with them, they throw them out. But yet they don't understand. Some of those no's will help save your corporation, save your ministry, save you. See, because you don't want nobody to criticize anything that you do. See, listen to it, whether you believe it or accept it or not. Listen to it. And if it be the truth, God will let you know. I always have a for instance, don't I? I can tell you my for instance this time I went to this meeting, and this is a breakfast, dinner, something I went to. They was eating anyway. And this man that... I didn't like him. I just have to tell you, he was crude, and I didn't like the man. Just tell you the truth. And he smoked, and he tried to come in my house with his cigarettes, and I say, I don't like smoking in my house. And he went mouthing off. I said, you can just stay outside. You ain't got to come this way. And he was there. He went to the breakfast. And here this man, he was around, he got up, he said, the Lord told me. I'm going, the Lord told him? Not what I hear him cuss, and I hear him say all this stuff. You know, and I'm judging the man by these things now. This is what I'm judging the man by these things. And this man came over to me. Now, don't ask me, I don't know why God sent him and didn't send nobody else. Sent him to me. The Lord told me, and I stretched my eyes and I'm going, what? What? I want to know what Lord I was saying to myself. I didn't say it out now. And I was just hostile. I was extremely hostile, let me tell you, the look on my face. And he said the Lord told him to tell me The reason you get hurt all the time is because you allow yourself to be hurt. You allow people to get hurt. Then I said something. I said, well, now what crazy person going to allow somebody to hurt them? You know this is what I said. I said that to him right out when he said it. Now, he went through all the things. But do you not know when I went home and when I went to pray, do you know what God said to me? He gave me, he did me good fashion. He said, you do not talk about people that way. You know, you don't judge them. In other words, don't judge them, you know. And I told him that, but he was the only one to get up and say it. You hear what I'm saying? He was the only one who would get up to come stand up before me and tell me that. He said, you allow people to hurt you. That's what he said. I said, well, hush my mouth. Okay, God. I said, if you said you, that's you, I say, well, I got to stop doing that. From now on, I'm going to watch myself and what I'm letting people do to me. You know, this is what I said, and I started practicing after that. But, you know, he went on back wherever he came from, that man did. But I'm going, well, hush my mouth. He could use anybody to talk. If he used a jackass, he can use a crazy man, can't he?
Amen.
Amen, you see? And I took the word. I had to take the word because God confirmed it, that that was what he was telling him, because nobody else would come and tell, would prophesy to me whatever it was need to be prophesied to, you see. So I had to do what? Make changes. Make changes. Not be prideful. Not be, I'm so big. Or so I ain't big at all. You know, I had to just take it as a grain of salt and keep on going. You see, because I intend to do what God say. How about you? You see what I'm saying? So persevere through your storms. Stand. You know, you see the storm coming. You know what Jesus said in the boat when the waves came up? Peace be still. Now, can you say that today? Peace be still in my life. Huh? Come on. Peace be still, okay? You're enduring when you see the storm and the storm is coming against you and you speak the words of life saying, peace be still. Talk to your storm. Talk to your situation. Talk to the people that interfere in your life a lot and tell you all kind of negative things and have you sad all the time. You know, you don't smile no more. You're just a sad looking. It doesn't matter who it is. Mama, grandmama, could be auntie, could be cousin boo. It could be anybody. You see? So stop allowing these people to make you sad. Okay? Your endurance will cause you to look up and live. Your endurance will cause you to have joy unspeakable. Your endurance will cause you to do what? To leap for joy. Even if it was a time that you were sad, you were supposed to be sad, you will leap for joy. Mm-hmm. See, do you know why people celebrate when people die, especially die in the Lord? They have a big celebration, huh? They have joy. They shout. They praise the Lord. They glorify the Lord. I know it's hard to say, but I lost my loved one. Yes, but where's your loved one gone? Do you know where they're gone? What life did they live? You can celebrate if you know they lived for Jesus and they lived the life that Jesus was talking about. You can celebrate, huh? But you can't celebrate if you know they, I don't know, I don't know whether they made it or not. You know you didn't testify to them. You know you ain't witness to them. So you ought to know. Ain't nobody else witness to them either. Come on now. I know you don't want to think about it because you feel like everybody that dies is going to heaven, even the dogs. See, even the dogs. That's where people think today. You shouldn't say that. No, it's real. He say that you cry when they come in, and you rejoice when they leave. That's what the Bible say. Now, you want to argue with somebody? Argue with the Lord. Okay, I do read my book. I read my Bible. Yes, I read my Bible. Okay? You read yours. All right. But I want you to endure today. Be persistent. Be very persistent. Because when you persevere, God is getting you to the point. He's bringing you through all of that for his purpose. He cannot use you like you are. There has to be changes. So therefore, there's all types of storms in your life. There's all kind of chaotic situations in your life. And sometimes, some of them is harder than others. And you're going to have to go through it sometimes, you know. I know. I wish I could not have, you know, go to none of them. But I don't know your position with you and God. And God said, this is time. He didn't tell me that. When he tell me that, I'll know how to function in that problem, okay? Amen? But today, we want you to persevere, huh? Get some tenacity. Can't you get some of that? Strive for a goal, huh? Really work hard for it. Persevere for it. Get to it and stick with it. See? Don't let nothing stop you. You say that, can't nothing stop me. Tell the devil, you can't stop me. You go try, no, but you ain't stopping me because I'm determined. Hallelujah. You know I'm finna shut up. Praise God, amen, because, you know, I one thing leads to another word leads to another. You know, I know they be saying that, but that ain't so today. Praise God, hallelujah. God is good. It's a gloomy day outside, people, but you know what? It's sunshine in my heart. Oh, hallelujah. Ooh. Sun shining in my heart. You know, hey, the devil tried to shut me up too, you know. Praise God. You know why? You know why he tried to shut me up? He tried to shut my mouth, amen, with all this cold and stuff. But you know what I tell him? I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. Woo! Hallelujah. Y'all don't mind if I feel a little all right about now. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm so happy now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. No, praise God. Hallelujah. All right, Pastor Sharon, come on now. I guess you can make some.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we just thank God for the word, I tell you. We thank God for the word, I tell you. We make here making a joyful noise unto the Lord because we got to praise him regardless of what's going on, the weather, what's happening in the United States of America, whether or not who's being laid off, who's not getting paid, who don't have this. We still ought to bless the Lord because he tells us to praise him regardless of what we're going through, knowing that he's able to bring you through. And we taking the limits off him today, knowing that he's El Shaddai, knowing that he is your shepherd. You shall not want for anything. I tell you, God is such an awesome God, and we got to take it by force. We got to take back the joy, take back our peace, take back our children, take back the schoolhouse, take it back today. Because what the woman of God was talking about, I mean, she went in different little things which she was talking about. But you know what? We need to pay attention to what's going on, because God wants his people to pay attention, be aware of what's happening, knowing that the word of God is being fulfilled, what he had told us would happen in the last day. And you say, is this the last day? I've been hearing this since I was a little girl. Well, what you're seeing now, you have never saw before. We have never seen the government shut down this long, well, in our era, and people are not able to take care of their family, and people just don't know what to do, and they're asking the question and saying, what am I going to do? But you know what? I'm reminded that there was time when people have to seek the man and the woman of God for the direction they need to go, where they can go and find the food, because there was a lack in the world, and we know famine is just a lack of, not enough of something. And they had to seek God for the direction where to go. And we got to pay attention, because if God was so mindful long time ago, even with Joseph, right, when he told them, when he had the dream with Joseph, and they gave the direction that God put him in Egypt in long before, when he was a little boy, allowed situation to happen in his life to put him in position, so when disaster fall, or when lack was there and there was famine, he was in the right place, in the right position to prepare for his brethren. And God, that's the same God we serve today. He's not a God of just the past, but he's the God of the present, and he is the God of the future. And I'm reminded about Amos, the 3rd chapter, verse 7 said, surely the Lord God will do nothing but he revealeth his secret unto his servant the prophet. And if we have our ears, let him hear what the prophets, a man or woman of God, is speaking. He that have our ears, let him hear what the Spirit of God is saying. Because the woman of God was talking about preparation for what? When things hit, we have a tendency to believe that, oh, I can just run to the supermarket real quick. And we had some great example last year, or the year before, when the storm came, and they were telling us the storm is going one direction, and the next thing you know, it was covering the whole central Florida, right? People were running, trying to get gas. They were trying to get water. They were trying to get things, supplies from the store. But you know what? No one paid attention to the word of God that has been coming for the past years. Prepare yourself. I remember the woman of God in 2008-09, and she was talking about when you go to the store, buy a canned goods, buy an extra can of beans, buy an extra can of corn, buy an extra can of Vienna sausage. She said, when you go to the grocery store, buy an extra couple cans extra and rotate it. Why? Because you just don't know when something may happen. Because we live in a day and age that we are so convenient by air conditioning, the gas pump, everything is so simple for us. But God is speaking, and he releasing the word to his people, letting them know, prepare yourself, not just physically, but prepare yourself spiritually, because you just don't know. Just like the children of Israel, when judgment was about to fall, he did what? The people of Israel, the God people, went in, right? They went in their house. They applied the blood on the doorpost. They were there praying and interceding while judgment was going forth. We got to start paying attention to me. You say, well, that's not happening now, locusts and the water turning into blood. But what about those tornadoes? What about those storms? What about those winds that just come here and there? You don't even know when it's going to hit. And sometimes the weatherman can't even tell you it's coming your direction. Like this morning, what? A tornado hit where? Someplace in Lake County, right? And what? The weatherman wasn't telling them no tornado. Who can tell? Only Jesus can. Why? Because according to Amos, the 3rd chapter, verse 7, he said he's going to reveal what's about to happen. He's going to speak to his mouthpiece and let this mouthpiece release the word to his people. Now, if we want to be in a day and age where we don't want to pay attention to what thus said the Lord, get some extra this water, have some cash in your hand. Don't say, okay, I can just go to the bank real quick. Don't you notice when things goes on, the ATM may be shut down, out of order? Why do you think? Because the government knows about what's about to happen first before you do. You say, what are you talking about? We are to pay attention. Listen to the word of God. God have always been talking, and his prophets them have always been talking about the real deal. When we only hear certain things in the news, the prophet of God release what God is saying is really going on behind the scene. So what are you going to do? Are we going to be like the virgin, the 5 foolish, and the 5 wise? They all heard the same word. But the 5 taught that we have enough time. We can just go to the tulip. We can just take it easy. I'm looking at the sky, and the sky looks all bright and sunny. Oh, it looks like everything is going fine. And you know what? I'm just a last-minute person anyway. I don't have to prepare myself. But then what happened? Things came upon them quickly. And you always look for the other person that you know be having their stuff tight. You say, can I have? Some people will share. Some people won't. And that's a natural example. But what about the spiritual part to that? Will you be ready when Jesus comes? Will you be ready to say, Lord, have mercy? We just don't know in this day and age. And according to Ecclesiastes, the 9th chapter, verse 12 says, for a man also knoweth not his time, as the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and as the bird that are caught in the snare, so are the son of man snared in an evil time, when it falleth up suddenly upon them. You know what? The fishes of the sea, they don't even know when the fishermen coming, if you're going to be somebody's dinner.
Come on.
They don't know. Evil time meaning it was your time. Something happened unexpectedly. You didn't expect it to happen. And they were caught in a snare. Or the bird. The bird is busy twiddling, flying, and looking for food, and don't see that trap there, right? Upon them, what, suddenly. So he don't want us for things to happen to us suddenly. He want us to what? Pay attention. He want us to always seek his face. Seek him early in the morning. Seek him before you leave the house, and you know, before you even go in your car. Seek the face of God. He may just give you the right direction, instruction. Don't take this direction this day. Go the other way, because he knows what's ahead, and he always wants to keep you in a place of safety. So today, remember now, don't be like the foolish virgin. Don't be like the fish. Don't be like the bird that is not aware, because we know there's always something praying around. There's always, the enemy is always looking for an opportunity to stay step in. So if you go before God each and every day and put yourself at his feet and you talk to him about you, you talk to him about what's ailing you, what your issue is in your time, because we all got different issues. Issues mean things that happen to you in this body, things that have happened to you. You got to bring it before him so he can do what? He can work on you. He can allow you to release those things, show you what you need to work on so you can feel better. You can walk according to his word. It's not even time for your mother, your brother, or your sister anymore. It's all about making sure that your foundation is sure with him today. You got to make sure that you're walking according to the way he wants you to walk. Not like the next man, but what he said. You know he says that you need to walk according to the word of God, because his word is true. Align up your life with the word of God. Line up your way to what his words say. You know what the words say. God, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal. So those are simple commandment that we need to apply in our life each and every day. And I'm reminded what the word said, what preparation. There's always a place each time before the blessing, before destruction, before judgment, before healing. He always has his people in a place of what? Preparation. We got to remember we always have a heart of preparation. And then we talked about even the woman, right, that needed a miracle, and she did what? She was told to what? Get some empty vessels, right? Why? Because she needed God to move on her behalf. She needed a miracle. Do you need God to move on your behalf tonight, today? Do you need a miracle right now? You need God to step into your situation now. You got to prepare for that miracle also. You can't be all caught up with what's the chaos all around you. Then you'll miss the instruction that he's given just for you today. So today, what are you going to do? It's all about you today. It's about what you today. What will you do today? Will you be like the children of Israel, or will you be like the people in Noah's day? Even though the warning came forth, they were eating and drinking, right? Giving in marriage, right? They were doing everything their heart told them to do. And then what? Suddenly, it appeared. Yeah, but it wasn't suddenly. The warning has been going forth for a while, right? But then they didn't see it happen right away. Then you went back to, okay, they're just talking. But you know what? The word of God let us know that we have to always what? Prepare ourselves. For it talks about, for as in the day that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And you know what? It lets you know that they didn't know and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. So you know what? Let's pay attention. It tells us that even though you hear it, right, you don't take you hear things going around you, right? Even right now, we hear these things, but we don't allow it to get into our subconscious mind. We don't allow it for it to take it in. Like, what is really going on? Show me what's really behind everything they're saying. You don't need it to come upon you suddenly. Now, we don't mind a blessing overtaking us now. Nobody ever mind a blessing overtaking them suddenly. No one ever mind that. But when the opposite happened, my God, if you are not standing on, your foundation is not on Jesus Christ, it will blow you away. It will throw you. Why? Because you weren't prepared for that situation to come in your life. So today, know that God is your source today. Remember now, you need him to move on your behalf. You need him today. I know I need him today. I need him to move on my behalf. I need him to move while I'm driving, because you see, people are just snapping. People are losing their mind. People are having road rage. People are so angry. They're just quick to grab the gun and start firing. And they don't care if there's witnesses all around. The enemy just have them blind, and they just ask for what? Revenge. Not knowing that your life could be cut off just like that. The one that doing the evil, they could just be cut off right there. The devil don't care about their soul. He don't care. He just setting them up just to destroy them, because he know his time is coming to an end. So today, pray for your loved one. Put them before God. Seek his faith so we can be in a place of being prepared already for anything to come to in your life. Remember, God loves you today. He is concerned about you. If he was not concerned about you, he wouldn't have laid the word of God for us to follow. The Bible is the word, is the instruction just for us. And then we have another example in 2 Kings, the 20th chapter, verse 1. It talks about, in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, thus said the Lord, set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. You know what? What about when God sent a word to you? Huh? Are you going to just fall out like the two-year-old do and start kicking and say, Lord, I worked for you all my life? Well, what will you do? Will you say, God, I need your help? You start shutting, close your door, go in your secret closet and talk to God. Talk to him about what's going on, and remind God of the word. I remember there's so many examples around us where God had pronounced something, right? And then we were taught how to seek God's face, seek him for the answer. Is this the final answer? Who's to tell what he may do, if we may turn from our wicked way, if we may repent? Remind God of his word. Remind him of his word. Remind him of his promise. Hezekiah had to do that, and he was granted 15 more years. So there's so many different examples in the word of God. There's so many examples that we can talk about today. We can give an illustration. I don't know what you're going through, and you don't know what we are going through, but you know what? Jesus knows all about it today. He knows everything that you're going through today. So remember today, he made preparation for the widow woman. He can make preparation for you today. He made preparation for his servant, even his prophets. He told them to go different direction and there's preparation there for you. I have a widow woman there just to make preparation for you. But you know what? Are we going to listen to the word of God? Are you going to allow what God says to do? Are you going to allow him to move on your behalf? Remember, God wants us to be what? Listen to the prophets of God. Listen to the mouthpiece. Listen to his mouthpiece. Listen to what they tell, what he released in their spirit to tell you, because you know what? He's concerned about you. He don't want anything to come upon you unaware. Remember, I have even some examples that long time ago when God was saying to keep some finance, you know, for like 3 months. When we had transitioned from Miami to Orlando. And you know what? That was my first time he ever gave me that instruction. But you know what? I started to do it, but I didn't pay close attention. And sure enough, you know, God have a way of teaching you his way. I found out that if I had did exactly what he had said when situation came up that he knew about, because nothing takes him by surprise. I'm may have been surprised now. We thought the job was going to show up right away. We thought everything was going to just flow. But you know what? We didn't think like the enemy. He was just out to do what? Put a little wrench in your plan. What you thought was going to happen because of what God says. But you know what? God's word came to pass. It was exactly what he had told me. Keep 3 months finance away so you can pay up to 3 months. Because what? The jobs was like, things came up. God always know the one behind the scene that was going to cause you not to get the job. They gave a bad interview, reference on the person. But God already knew that. So to make the thing short is, in other words, when God says something, pay attention. If he tells you that, do exactly that. Why? Because he knows what's coming ahead, and he wants you to rest in him, knowing that he is your provider today. Know that David said he has never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is concerned about you today. And sometimes when we get upset, like the woman of God said, we're ready to leave one place to go to another, or one church to another. Why don't you just kind of, when you are happy, then you should move. Never make a decision when you are upset. Never make a decision when you have offense. Why? Because then you'll end up walking out of the will of God, and then you can't do what you cannot. It's hard to say, I'm sorry. Yes, you can apologize, but you know what? You lose a lot. So let us be patient in our trials, in our testing, in our tribulation. Let patience have its perfect work in you today. I know it's easily said and done, but you know what? He's working on the building today. He's working on you today. He's allowing you to trust in him and not lean to your own understanding, but in knowing all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will bring all things to pass. Well, it's easy to say the word. Believe me, the words are easy to say, but the words you have to apply to your life, and you have to do it daily. You got to take on the whole armor of God. You got to stand regardless of what comes your way. Even when the sand ballot in your life is throwing fiery dust, you still got to stand on the word of God and say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. You're still in the place of preparation. Why? You're in preparation for the blessing. You're in preparation to go another level in God. You're in preparation to be a warrior, intercessor, a deacon, whatever it is God called you to be. You're in preparation today. So know that nothing, all things work together for the good to them that are love God, that are called according to his purpose. He's working it out for your good. He's working it out for my good. I may not feel like that all the time, but I know he let me know in his word, it's all for my good. He is all for my good. It's all for my good today. He's allowing you to process you to go for in him today. So know today that God is on your side. You cannot lose for trusting him and believe in his word. Trust in the Lord today. Trust in him. It is okay if you go through, but go through as a good soldier for the Lord. And remember, preparation. I've never forgotten what the woman of God says. Go to the store. God told me to prepare you for hard times so you can know what to do. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Pastor Dungy?
Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is a day that the Lord has made. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what man says it to be or we perceive it to be, we shall rejoice, we shall have peace, and we shall be glad in it. I declare that for each and every one of us today. And I just thank God for waking us up this morning in our right mind, allowing us another day, another opportunity to get ourselves ready. Just as our apostle and our pastor has mentioned, asked you today, Are you ready? Are you ready? And, you know, they posed many different scenarios. They talked about the maidens with the oil, talked about Peter, talked about so many different situations where God has posed to us and showed us how to get ready to prepare ourselves. And so I'm asking you, I'm standing with them today. Are you ready? I'm not just talking about the invitation. Are you ready for the judgment day? Because when we talk about being ready for the judgment day a lot, but the Bible has a lot to say about being ready when it comes to serving God and living the Christian life. Sometimes we can have good intentions on being ready to serve God, but it doesn't always work out how we initially planned it. And sometimes we can find ourselves unprepared to face the challenges that are set before us. A great example is Apostle Peter. When Jesus was getting ready to end the end of his ministry, he told his disciples that they would forsake him that night. But Peter didn't believe Jesus. Luke 22 and 33 through 35 says, but he said to him, Lord, I'm ready to go with you, both to prison and to death. And then he said, the Lord told Peter, he said, I tell you, Peter, the rooster shall not crow this day before you deny me three times that you know me. Now, I have no doubt that Peter thought he would be ready to stand his ground for Jesus and even die for him. And we would say the same thing. We would get saved, and we all on fire, and we say nothing can separate us from the love of God. But God says nothing can separate us. But there's a lot of things that can separate us. Our family can separate us. Our money can separate us. If we're not totally sold out to the Lord, we're going to have good intentions. But when the fire hits the fan, we might run the other way. When Jesus was arrested, Peter drew his sword. He cut off a man's ear. But his courage left him, and he fled with the rest of the disciples when he thought he was going to get arrested. But yet he told Jesus that he would go with him to prison and to death. But he didn't go far. He forgot he was going to follow Jesus. He got carried away. But yet, when he was standing there in the midst of the courtyard and he was getting his hands warmed in the front of the fire, and a young lady asked him, he said, you was with Jesus too. And he said, no, I don't even know him. And then a little while later, a man said, you also are one of them. And Peter said, no, man, I am not. And then an hour later, somebody else said, this, I see you following Jesus, and you're a Galilean. And Peter said, man, I do know not nothing what you're saying about. I don't know nothing you're talking about. And immediately, while he was still denying Jesus, the rooster crowed for the third time. And the Lord turned and he looked at Peter. Then Peter remembered what the Lord had told him. How many of us get prophecy? And then we say, oh, no, I'm sold out. I'm all sold out. And then all of a sudden something come our way and we mess up. We deny Jesus. And then as soon as we mess up, it hits our heart. We like, oh, Lord, you said this. Or I remember I thought about that. The Holy Spirit reminded us that he had already tried to prepare us to stand our guard. And we let our guards down. And just like Peter went out and he wept bitterly. When Peter realized he was not ready to follow Jesus all the way as he said he would, and he heard the rooster crow, and then he looked into the eyes of Jesus, we may not be able to look in Jesus' eyes, but the Holy Spirit in us will convict our spirit. It's like we're looking at Jesus because he's living inside of us, and we feel how we just disappointed him, how we denied him. We put him back up there on that cross. And like Peter, I hope that the conviction will cause us to weep bitterly. Like Peter, when we fail to follow Jesus all the way and we realize that we failed to be ready, it should move us to tears because we have failed to serve God as we should. As Christians, we are taught to follow in the footsteps of Jesus. 1 Peter 2:21 says, "For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps." One of the first things we must do in order to be ready for Jesus is to deny ourselves. Matthew 16:24 says, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, 'If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me.'" Until we are fully willing to submit our lives to God, we will never be fully prepared to follow Jesus all the way. Think about the young ruler. He's going out the road following Jesus. He's like, "Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" Jesus said, "Why do you call me good? There's nobody good but one, and that's my God, my Father in heaven." He told him about all the Ten Commandments: don't steal, don't commit adultery, honor your father and mother. And the teacher said, "I can do all these things. I've been doing this ever since I was young." And then Jesus looked at him and he said, "One thing you lack." He said, "Go your way and go sell everything you have. Give it to the poor, and then you will have your treasure in heaven. And then come take your cross and follow me." This ruler was so sad. He thought he was ready to do whatever it took to serve God so that he could have eternal life. But he had one stumbling block: his money. He was willing to deny himself in many areas, but he was not willing to put God above his possessions. He had not learned the lesson that he cannot take his possession with him when he dies. So this young man that could have eternal life and treasures all in heaven, walk in the streets of gold, live in a mansion for eternity, did not want to give up his worldly possessions in order to have even something greater in another life. We have to make sure that we don't find ourselves in this situation, because if we make our money, our children, our husband, our job, our clothing, anything, if we make anything we have more precious than serving God, then we're not ready to follow Jesus all the way. We can't serve God and money at the same time. Jesus said in Matthew 10:37, "He who loves father or mother more than he is not worthy of me. And he who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." You got family members calling you holy rollers. You go to the family reunions and you want to sit quietly and hold your mouth. You don't want to talk about the Lord because you don't want to be shamed. You don't want them to laugh at you and mock you. If we want to be ready to follow Jesus, we must be ready to put God before our family and everything else. God cannot be second in our life. He must be first, because he is the most important being in our life. Think about your life right now. Can you think of anything that you put in front of God? Is there anything that robs you of your time you spend with him in prayer, reading his word, or attending Bible class and worship services? How about your job you work on a Sunday instead of going to go to church? How about you come home from work and you're so tired, "Oh, I don't think I'm going to go to Bible study tonight. I'm too tired." How about on a Saturday you run around shopping or just doing certain things? You didn't take up time to even pick up your Bible. Or you didn't even wake up in the morning and say, "Lord, thank you for waking me up this morning." If you allow these things to hinder, because I'm guilty as well sometimes, if we allow these things to hinder our service to God, can we honestly say that we're putting God above whatever these things may be? If we realize that we are putting things in front of God, then be like Peter. Grieve about what we've done and then change our ways and put God first in our life. 1 Peter 3:15 says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you." If anybody asks you today, why are you serving God? Why do you believe in Jesus? What can you tell them? Amen. So, Lord God, I just thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord God, for all that you've taught us. from our apostle to our pastor. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that it has not fallen on deaf ears, that every word that has been spoken, Father God, has been received. I thank you, Lord God, that the hearts are open. I thank you, Lord God, that life will be changed. I thank you, Lord God, that we will do whatever we need to do to prepare ourselves, because we know not the hour or the day when you're going to come back. We're not even talking about the end of the day, the end of this world. We're talking about our end. When we close our eyes in death, where would we open our eyes up to? Lord God, I pray that you touch our hearts today. Lord God, give us the will to want to serve you, give you the time, put you first. And we just thank you, Lord God, and we ask you to forgive us, Father. Forgive us for the time that we put you second place and put something else first. And we ask you, Lord God, to do better. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen, amen. Just thank God for the word that came forth today. That was an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter, Pastor Sharon, and Pastor Dungy. I tell you, make sure that you persevere. Make sure that without a shadow of a doubt that you're going to endure whatever situation that you're going through, knowing that God got you, knowing that he is right there, and he said he will never leave you nor forsake you. So again, we just thank God for the word that came forth today. We trust that it did touch someone today. So you tune in next week, Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also go to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that a supporter put out there, knowing that is some awesome listening. Join us tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Wailing Walls Prayer Line. That call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333-pound. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333-pound. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we allow the enemy to steal from us. You would like to bless the woman of God, even pay for this radio broadcast for the year, you can go ahead and visit our website at logianinternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. Again, that's logianinternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. That's LOGION. Till then, you be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening. Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, that everything would be alright. let God let go. And let God let go. Let God, oh, let go. And let God let go. And let God, my brother, let go. And let God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.